Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Well, one thing you knew that you would run into were some power arms in this series, and saw another good one last night in Taiwan Walker. And Tito, you've got a staff with similar type power arms. Boy, these are games where you feel like two, three runs might be all you need.
Yeah, you know, that was the fourth time we faced Walker, and he came into the game with an 0.45 ERA against us, and he lowered it. You know, we've seen him at his best. And that happens with young pitchers, especially as, you know, they may be inconsistent at times, but when you see them on or commanding, you know, he's got electric stuff. And he had a real good riding fastball last night, and he worked ahead. He'd mix in an occasional split, but it was basically fastballs. But when you're ahead and you're going up, down, in, out, it was hard. It was too much for us to deal with. You know, we got past our barrel all night. We had the one inning where we had first and second, nobody out, 2-0 count on Frankie, and he popped up. It was just, you know, Lonnie, we had a real quick 1-2-3, and that was really our only chance.
And lately it seems like we've had guys throw the ball well, but the bottom of the order for the opposition has hurt you. Is that just kind of a fluky thing?
Well, you know, I don't know about fluky. I think we've done a really good job of attacking the middle of teams' batting orders. And I know Mickey's been thinking about it a lot because there are times where – because our pitchers have done a good job. But when we've given up runs, sometimes it seems like it's maybe to the wrong guys. Now, Iannette is a strong kid. And once a guy – you see it so often, they feel good in their first at-bat, and they get more dangerous as the game goes, and that's exactly what happened with him.
Well, but Carlos Carrasco certainly looks like he's fine. Now, I mean, this is two starts, and he looks like he has not really lost anything, Tito, from what we saw in April.
Yeah, I think it's getting back out there now, getting in the swing of things, you know, feeling the competitive juices and all that. And I do think from here on out, again, barring something happens, he'll be the Carlos that we have kind of expected. And, you know, it's nice to have an arm that you can count on because we've come to see when we send a pitcher out there and you know you can count on him, man, your clubhouse has confidence. You know if you score, they're going to be meaningful runs.
Is that what's going on also with a Josh Tomlin who works tonight? Does he give that clubhouse a little extra karma when he's going out there?
I think there's so many things that Josh does that, one, you know, a lot of times you see pitchers the day they're pitching, they're focused and they're all themselves, and that's okay because they've got the routine. Josh comes in and he looks like he's more outgoing on the day he pitches because I think he knows he's having fun, but he's an easy guy to play behind. He works quick. He doesn't let anything bother him. And he's, like, you know, I've said a million times, and I'll say it again, he's one of the best teammates you'll see. So if you make a mistake behind him, he's the one guy that he's over there trying to not only pick you up on the field, but then when you get off the field.
You know, it was interesting because typical of Josh, you know, he doesn't want to talk about how well he is throwing, and he is throwing the ball well. He talks about, well, guys are really making great plays behind me and all of that. When certain guys are pitching, do you find your defense can get better because not so much they like that guy on the mound, but just some of the things you talked about, Terry?
Yeah, and I think it's, one, is he works quick and he throws the ball over the plate and he gets a lot of early contact. So guys know that it's coming. You know, sometimes you'd like to think it doesn't happen, but when you're in the field and guys taking a lot of time in between pitches and it's full counts, a lot of misses, and then all of a sudden the ball's hit and it's hard to be on your toes every time. You see it happen all the time. So Josh is an easy guy, a fun guy for the guys to play behind.
Well, obviously Jose Ramirez is back in there, so he's good to go. What about Yan Gomes, and how about Danny Salazar? Can he start on Sunday?
Danny's good to go. He had a real good side day, so we're really pleased about that. So he's all set to go. Gomer, we sent him back today to get another ultrasound just to make sure that, you know, when we do put him behind the plate, and I think we're hopeful that could be tomorrow, that he's okay. I mean, he's improving. He's still pretty sore. Anybody that's ever had to deal with that, not a fun place to be sore. But you want to make sure he's okay because it's just not something to mess around with. And we just want to make sure there's a clean bill of health, and then we'll move on.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and the Mariners next on the Indians Radio Network.